The so-called Gang of Eight in the Senate are due to come out with an immigration reform plan early next month, a bit later than they had hoped originally. Some people are going to be camped out on your office's doorstep in Kalamazoo on Friday, urging you to support what's called a pathway to citizenship for those in the country illegally to get legal status or citizenship. Is that something you would support in legislation that may be coming forward?
First of all, we've not seen what the legislation is going to look like. And like the Senate has a Gang of Eight, a group of four Republicans and four Democrats, there's also a group meeting, a bipartisan group in the House. I'm not part of that group. But there's also a group in the House that has been meeting to look at real immigration reform, something that I expect to happen this summer, quite frankly, and I think that it will be bipartisan. I would like to support it. I'm on the record saying that. In terms of, you know, a pathway to citizenship, certainly there's going to be a pathway to legitimacy. And I think most of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle would say, look, if folks are going to become citizens here, there needs to be the criteria needs to be followed in terms of being able to speak English, make sure that, you know, criminal records aren't there, back taxes are paid. And then there needs to be an orderly process, a line, I guess you could say, of which folks, if they choose to be a citizen, they would go to the end of the line and be like everybody else that currently is in line, no cuts, to try and, you know, perhaps be a U.S. citizen. Now, there could be some extenuating circumstances, those that serve in the military. And I know the president in the last couple of days awarded some citizens, awarded a U.S. citizenship to a number of folks serving in the military. I think a number of us have supported that idea, that that could well be part of this process. But I guess the bottom line is we're anxious to see what the Gang of Eight, what the bipartisan group in the House is going to do. I expect it to be successful, that they will divulge and let people know where things are. There'll be somewhat of a regular order in terms of hearings and markups. And for me, you know, I believe, and I've said this for a long time, our current system is broken. It needs to be fixed. We need to fix it for not only the folks that are here, but also for our businesses, our farmers, and other employers that are here. And I think that this will be done. I, you know, put it in an envelope, ask me this summer, and I think we'll be very close to getting a bipartisan proposal through, and certainly one that Fred Upton can support.
Do you think that the erosion in support for your party, the Republican Party, amongst Latinos on this issue has had anything to do with the sudden movement in this area?
Well, you know, these questions have been persisting for a while, that we've got a broken system. And to his credit, Speaker Boehner has said for years, and, you know, as I sit down with my farmers, as I did this week and as I did last week in Washington when we were in session, our Farm Bureau members, our district relies on a strong migrant workforce. And without it, they're done. From asparagus, you know, which begins coming up end of April, beginning of May, through apples in the fall, we have to have that migrant workforce. And there are other professions as well that we've been able to rely on labor from our southern border and in other places as well. Speaker Boehner is well aware of that. He has said for a long time that the planets maybe need to be aligned a little bit better, but certainly coming out of the election this last November, I think everybody's on board by saying we need immigration reform. And I think you'll see both the Republican leadership as well as the Democratic leadership working together to try and get it done. And it's overdue.
Since 9/11, the U.S. has spent a lot of money improving the measures in place at the border to control how people cross, both from Canada and from Mexico. Is that less of a concern now? Is there anything more really that we need to do in that area, do you think?
Well, border security is probably likely to be an element of immigration reform. We want to make sure that our borders are secure. We know who's coming and who's going and who's legitimate and who's not. We're also very concerned about the drug trafficking, particularly in our southern border. And, you know, with not only 9/11, but, you know, who knows what comes in the future, it's important that we have a secure border. And I suspect that that will be an element of a real plan that is part of the process that we'll see come to both the House and Senate floor early summer.